Billy Ocean, When the Going Gets Tough, here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday. Good morning to you.
Good morning, everybody.
What's the story
Tuesday,
with you?
So it is. Grand, yeah, not a bother. I didn't really sleep last night for some reason, I'm not sure why.
All right.
But jeepers, I tell you something, what an evening last night. We were out in the boat last night.
Glorious, wasn't it?
Would you go and fart your jocks if you don't think that was the best thing in the world to do? It was amazing.
Oh. But not all of us have a boat that we can just go out on.
I don't have a boat either. It was great. It was brilliant.
Well, not all of us have mates who'll bring us out on their boats.
I don't have mates either. But it was
You were out lifeboating, were you?
I was, yeah. It was a great crack, James.
It was a glorious evening, wasn't it?
Unbelievable.
I mean, so has everything kind of moved forward, has it? Because last week before Tara went off on her jollies, she was saying that she'd be back on Wednesday and the good weather was coming with her. It was going to be good from Wednesday onwards. But has that all moved forward now?
Well, hopefully she's missed it, yeah. I mean, I would definitely hope that would be the case. You know what I mean?
That would be better.
I think it's only fair.
Absolutely.
At this stage of the day, you know.
I agree. Anyway, listen, welcome along, folks. Hopefully you are getting a chance to enjoy the bit of good stuff that's out there. 087-188-0008 if you want to get us on WhatsApp. Although JP is feeling a little bit of the draft up the trouser leg. He says there's a bit of a wind chill in the kingdom this morning.
Oh, really?
JP. Yeah. Buddy Brennan's been on with a lovely, glorious photograph to say good morning to us.
Buddy Brennan loves them photographs.
He does love a good photograph.
Give us a goo for them there now.
Here you go. There he is in that one.
Jeez, I thought it was, there's a picture of a dog there. I thought Buddy Brennan's after, something very unusual's after happening to man.
No, there he is.
In
his cab or whatever that is. What did we establish Buddy does? It's obviously construction of some sort, is it? Or
well, he's wearing the yellow vest, maybe. Yeah. So unless he's a protester, I presume he's doing something proper.
Yeah. Anyway, English Ian, loving the morning. What a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful...
It is as well.
It is. Greg and Ballinasloe saw the first episode of The Young Offenders last night.
Hey!
He was going to die laughing.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you very much.
From where was that now?
It was on telly last night.
It's being repeated, wasn't
it? Yeah, it's been repeated last night, yeah. So there you go. The whole series is back on RTE again, I think.
Yeah. Elf Terry's been on. He's not giving up hope just yet. Morning, PJ and Jim. Happy Tuesday. It's still our year. #6.
You do realise you've lost us, like... I mean, Are you talking to me or Elf Terry?
Elf Terry,
you know, you do realise... Well, you lost it years ago, Jim.
Yeah,
but
Elf Terry... Some would say I never had it.
This is the deranged Liverpool fans now. You know, I know he has #6 and he's talking about the European Cup, but I'd just like to remind you, you did lose it. It's gone. The league is gone. There was a post up there yesterday. Like, it just shows, you know, the old Liverpoodlers. You know what I mean? There's a post up there yesterday by Liverpool Football Club on their Twitter.
Right.
Virgil van Dijk. Yeah, that's it. You know, Virgil van Dijk, right? And he's in the goal. And he's playing in goal at training.
Right.
And Liverpool were like, the tag was, is there anything he can't do? Yeah, he can't win the Premier League. None of them can. You know what I mean?
You've got another year of the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, but, I do. Yeah. Thank God, yeah. They're going to shut me up now if I say
at some point in the future.
But. Well, yeah, probably at final night. So, as I say, I've been a Tottenham Hots Rovers fan for a long, long time.
It's been well established.
So come on, Tottenham. Let's do this. Come on, Euros, Hotspur Rovers.
Morning, lads. I'd like to say wake up happy. But woke up at 2:50, let the dog out for pee and haven't got back to sleep yet.
Oh, dear.
No point now, as I have to get up at 7 o'clock.
Oh,
that's not good from Sarah
that
Galway.
Happens. That's never the crack now.
Unlucky Sarah, that's a nasty break.
It's a nasty break. At least it's going to be a lovely day. Or like it looks like it should be a lovely day. It's a lovely morning. How about that one?
Yeah, take it out with that. Margaret Dunlea. Margaret, good morning to you. She particularly enjoyed our... with the Snapchat images yesterday.
Oh, that Snapchat filter that everybody's doing at the moment is... It is spooky but hilarious, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the... you can turn yourself man to woman, woman to man, whatever way. They went bananas in here yesterday.
Everybody was at it.
Aoife looks like Rory McIlroy as a man.
It's unbelievable, yeah. And Helena from the Niall Boylan show looks exactly like Alex in Young Offenders.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what I'm going to have to do now? You know we all did the filter to change us into women?
Yeah.
We never did it to change us into men.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that now just for the crack.
We'd look ridiculous as men.
English Lee's been on.
Another gorgeous morning in Limerick. A special one, my daughter's 10th birthday. I will enjoy that, English Lee. Have great fun. Lovely in Drimna. I assume that's Tony. He used to be very good on the old photographs from Drimna. Lara Barr's been on to say good morning. And... Terry's decided, Elf Terry's come back at you with, it's our year 2021.
Oh my God. Aren't they mad? Do you know, I've been listening to that exact thing from Liverpool fans now since I was like 5 years old. Next year.
Yeah, the Pussycat Dolls and Don't You Hear a Classic hit 17 minutes past 6 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008 as always if you want to give us a shout this morning. About to get stuck into the birthdays. How are you feeling about today? Yesterday wasn't great now.
No, I've had a bad run, so to be honest, I'm not feeling fantastic about it, but... Okay. I've got to think my way through it, one step at a time.
Well,
like Andy Bad News.
Exactly. Well, if you were a betting man,
yeah,
maybe you'd take a chance on this.
I'm just on my way to kick Ruby's teeth down his throat. Shocking ride. Now, Shane, you wouldn't have the balls to do it.
Ruby Walsh always blows it in the big races. F***ing useless. Just the 170-odd grade one winners.
I wouldn't trust Ruby Walsh to ride my mum. He'd probably fall off her as well. Useless b**k. She looks like you, Daniel.
That's amazing. Go.
That is the great Ruby Walsh reading out some mean tweets.
I was thinking, yeah, because it sounded himself. Like it was Ruby Walsh, so that had to come from somewhere. Like,
yeah.
Ruby Walsh, it's a shame he got put down there last year, or this year, wasn't it?
No, he didn't get put down.
Ah, he did, yeah. No, he was gone, yeah. He got put down. I think that's what happened, wasn't it?
No, I think he only retired. I don't think you put down the jockey.
Oh, you do, yeah.
You might put down the horse.
I don't know. I heard he broke his legs and everything during his career and everything, the whole lot. Terrible thing. Because my granddad had the same thing as Ruby Walsh. And they let him live for years.
Right.
And they put down poor old Ruby Walsh.
Was he put down?
Yeah, because he was only a little fella, you see.
Ah, right.
You know what I mean? So they
he'd never get back.
That's what happens, yeah. Yeah, apparently... Cher Garnall was at the funeral. He was, yeah. Cher Garnall, Red Rum and all, they were all at the funeral. The Rock of Gibraltar was there. Oh, no one ever rode me the way that fella. He lashed me over. Unbelievable with a whip he was, that lad. Oh, he was so handy with a whip. I tell you something. I never knew a fella to ride me over like that. He was brilliant, he was. He hurtled me over so many times. That's what they said before. So,
wow, that was quite a eulogy then. Who gave that particular speech?
I think that was the Rock of Gibraltar,
yeah. Was it? Yeah. I don't think he's ever ridden the Rock of Gibraltar, but still.
Oh, well, still, says you. Know. Shows what you know.
Exactly. Well, that's you know true. I wouldn't know.
There's you. See, half an hour you didn't know what you were talking about. So there you go. Ruby Walsh.
Actually, now you're starting to make me question. Maybe he was put down, was he?
Yeah.
Real Ruby.
I think he was, yeah. Him and who else was there put down? Loads of them. Your man. Jerry McCoy, JP, TKC McCoy, he was put down as
Tony
well.
Tony McCoy, that's AP.
That's your man, yeah, AP yeah, there McCoy, you go, yeah. Yeah. The two of them.
That would be an unbelievable, imagine if as a jockey when you retired you were
put down. They do.
Like the horse. Yeah.
It's like, I heard there's a jockey's graveyard out in Kildare. It's a big one now, it's about 6x6. There's 100 of them in it. All Grand National winners.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, amazing.
They're going to turn it into a vegetable garden, but they can only fit 10 potatoes in it.
I don't care how old he is now.
I think
it was worth it for that.
I think I know what age he is.
Yeah, well, in fairness, there was a lot of news coverage when he retired.
There was, yeah.
And it is.
Is he 40?
Yeah!
Yay! I think I knew that, yeah. That's
well
it.
Done.
It feels like I cheated there because I knew. But there you go. Good
that's
on
good.
You.
Good man. Right, well, we're off to a flying start. You've backed a winner.
I've backed a winner, yeah. 40-1. Right. 44-1.
There you go. Ruby Walsh, 40 today. Okay, who else have we got for you? Cate Blanchett.
Cate Blanchett, yeah. Savage actress. Yeah, very serious actress, wasn't she? Yeah, she played for Veronica Guerin and all of that.
That's it.
And didn't she... I'm trying to think what else she's been in, though. Ooh, I don't know, she's one of those people, everything she does very well. She's a bit like a sort of an Irish Emma Thompson. Although she's not Irish, hold on a minute, she just played an Irish person. She was very good at that.
Yeah, very good at that, yeah.
Had me fooled until this moment.
Completely took you in.
Yeah, such an Irish name as well, Cate Blanchett, you know what I mean?
Hasn't she done some sort of royal stuff? You know, as in period drama royal stuff.
I'd say so. She's got that head
of played a sort of a queen or somebody.
Yeah, did she play the queen?
I don't know.
Margaret Thatcher.
Maybe an old one. An old queen.
Yeah, maybe. Look at this, God almighty. Here's me for a second. I actually thought I knew what I was talking about. It was almost dangerous there for a second. I was very confident and all.
Yeah.
Turns out
it's going very well.
I only barely have a clue who I'm on about. So I'm going to go with 64.
Right. Obviously, you do only have a loose association with Cate Blanchett. She's 50.
Oh, my God. Really?
64. Apparently she was in Lord of the Rings.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, well, she's a little fella.
The original. Yeah, yeah. Actually, or no, actually, maybe that person just takes the meaning Ruby Walsh was in Lord of the Rings.
He was a hobbit.
Yeah.
With his big feet.
King of the Hobbit. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so Kate Blanchett, 50 she is.
Right, I
thought. So you're not thinking of
that
the same
one. That was ridiculous now. Yeah, that was ludicrous. Right, okay, I'm obviously thinking of someone completely different.
Let's get back into your proper neck of the woods.
Sure,
right?
I knew what I was talking about. Come on, yeah.
A bit of Star Wars for you. The man behind, the brains behind it all, George Lucas.
Ah, yeah,
Star Wars impresario.
Now, here's the thing. I know all his work.
Right.
But I have no idea what the man looks like, which makes it kind of difficult. I don't.
He has a big... big kind of, what's your man's name? Captain Birdseye head in him.
Oh, that's Santa you're thinking of.
Yeah, he's a big Santa head in him as well.
Does he, yeah?
George Lucas, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, right.
He's got a big...
He's a big Santa.
Whitey, grey, hairy face.
Jeez, I don't know him now. I don't know him now. This could go... This could
end. I'm confusing him. I could be confusing him with them. Georgie Burgess.
Oh my God! Oh. Lucas, you know what I'd like to do? Snip, snip.
Yeah, that was his editor was saying that.
Yeah.
The bloke in the edit suite.
3 hours of space movies,
Lucas,
huh?
You know what I'd like to do here? Snip, snip.
Yeah.
Move to the next scene.
Yeah, and then there's that scene, of course. Yeah. What is it? Imagine. Oh no, that's more like Ruby Walsh. Actually, now that I think of it, I suppose the ride is out of the question. Yes, Ruby, you want to put down. Right, so this is good.
George Lucas, film, Star Wars director.
Star Wars director and genius. I remember talking in the cinema.
You remember talking?
Yeah. Return of the Jedi was on, right?
I don't remember a time when you weren't talking.
Return of the Jedi was on. It was the early 80s. I think it was 1983 or something.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine's father took us all in. Right?
Right.
And we were all like, Return of the Jedi. And his father turned to me and says, George Lucas spent a lot of money on this film. He didn't ask for your special effects as well.
Brilliant.
Isn't that a great... I haven't forgotten it all these years later.
Classic Dublin put down.
Close to 40 years later, I've never forgotten
it. Yeah. That scarred you, that did.
Yeah. He didn't ask for your special effects as well. Was there? Ooh.
Jesus, that shut me up. Yeah, exactly. Well... Not for that long.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it was.
Right. George Lucas.
Till the end of the movie.
How old is he?
He's 73.
Oh, not bad. 75.
That
was
bad
a decent
goal,
shout.
Yeah.
And then, right, last one to finish. The man who's given us Facebook and all of its weirdness. Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, Mark Zuckerberg, right, yeah. He's younger than you think, isn't he? Because he was one of those. He became a billionaire when he was like 19 or something stupid.
And it feels like he's been around. Him and his Facebook have been around for ages.
Forever, yeah.
But he still is. Caught me by surprise.
Like, he's in his 40s, right? I think he's in his 40s.
I tell you, I'm going to help you.
Is he even?
He's not even in his
40s. Oh, you're joking.
I know. That's the scary bit.
Mother,
he's not even in his 40s.
Jeez.
Mark Zuckerberg.
The thing I hate most about him is he ruined MySpace. And I used to love MySpace. Now you go into MySpace, it's two hippies smoking a banana and a fire. Nothing going on. He ruined what he did.
Yeah.
Facebook's like such a... Facebook's where you go to hate the people you normally like, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
It really is, yeah.
To find reasons to dislike people.
I get to connect with all my family. I'm never speaking to those people again. right, so Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, he has to be the tail end. I'll go for 39 then.
35?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
35.
Oh my God, I feel weak after that. And he's a how many billionaire?
I don't know. I was afraid to look up. He's probably got a billion for every year of his life. What am I saying? Maybe more.
Can we go back and do Ruby Walsh again? That was much more fun.
Match your News and Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, John. 18 to 21 degrees. What are you
When's
like
that today?
There?
Apparently so,
man, heck.
Very
are
impressive.
You losing the run of yourself in there now? Are you just messing
really
with the
no.
weather levers and...
No, I'm having a good check of it there now because, you know, the AccuWeather, of course, which is based on the fact that they're just basically robbing from all the Met offices around the world.
Yeah.
Well, they say the AccuWeather in Dublin, Ohio and Dublin, Ireland will be the following. And, you know, generally, they're within at least 5 degrees of it, like, so they're saying...
within 5 degrees.
Yeah. Dublin, Ireland, they're always conveniently amazed. I cannot believe you guys get sunshine there.
Yeah.
Which... which we have to allow them that sort of
some sort of grace.
Amusement.
God, 18 to 21. That's
take that,
that's
wouldn't
proper,
you?
Oh, that
big, oh, big time. Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
This is a nice warm day to lead you into your Tuesday matinee, you know, kind of thing later on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Will
yeah.
there will there be a carvery for you later?
Yeah, yeah.
Singing the ballads, eating the coddle, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Jeepers! Yeah, yeah.
He was like the old man of the sea last night. PJ was. He was.
Oh, I was
driving his boat and singing sea shanties as he headed out towards the headed out towards an island
on a lovely
somewhere.
Balmy May evening. You can't beat it.
Oh, yeah. I tell you,
he was like that bloke in, you know, the guy in Jaws when they start singing, you know, that section when they're under.
Oh yeah, show me the way to go home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm tired.
The one before, what was the one before that they start singing?
Spanish, what's it?
That's it, the Spanish lady Spanish, thing or whatever. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
He claimed to be from Mayo, didn't he? Robert something or other.
Did he?
Yeah, in that movie, he looks about 67.
He does, yeah.
And he was only about 50. And literally, I think he passed away, but he used to live in Mayo. The Gaeltacht took the Mayo, which is obviously near Galway. And apparently, Robert something or other, I can't remember his name, but apparently a no-nonsense type of guy. But he was in loads of cool British programs in the 60s.
That's extraordinary, actually, Dave.
I think he was actually English, but moved over to the US, but actually settled here in his latter years. But then I found out he died when he was 54, when he looked about 75, you know, kind of thing. Yeah. So,
and now the similarities just keep going and going with
he's
PJ.
Exactly. Oh, he stole it. I was going to say he's exactly like Jim. Raging.
Yeah. And the weird thing about it is, and PJ's also from Mayo or thereabouts.
Hey, you shut your dirty mouth. I swear to God. Unbelievable. You've gone too far.
That's not your original homeland, is it?
Some abuse goes too far. I don't mind being called an idiot and a moron, but God damn it, take it back calling me a Mayo man.
Yeah, that looks like it's going to be pretty accurate, to be honest with you. Lovely day is what we're looking forward to. According to John there in the headlines, 18 to 21 degrees the expected highs today, and hazy sunshine through the... through the day, and I assume throughout the entire country. So
yeah, it looks like it's going to be
cool, isn't it? That's amazing.
Cracker.
A cracker is right. 087-188-0000. Wait, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday. It's almost 17 minutes to 7 o'clock. Rob has been on. You know, the way we were wondering about how much Mark Zuckerberg would be worth. He's only 35.
Yeah,
celebrating
yeah.
Celebrating his 35th birthday
geez.
Today.
Oh, jeez. Why can't I die in here this now? I don't know, 10 billion or something like that.
70 billion.
Jesus.
Dollars.
Wow. Oh my God.
So he's worth $2 billion for every year of his life. $2 billion for every year of his life.
What in the
70
name?
Billion dollars net worth. Unreal.
I can't even comprehend that.
I know. It's just, it's
like, ludicrous. I can't get my head around it at all.
And then you see this photograph and he's the geekiest looking thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mad anyway. Looking fella, yeah.
A couple of other ones. Tony was on to say, hey, PJ, as a Liverpool fan, I think next year is actually United's year to be relegated.
Oh, I knew there was a twist in the tale. It was never going
to
end well.
To be honest with you, the scary part is...
You're not probably... Oh,
probably
my God.
Probably slightly closer to the... Anyway.
I think mid-table mediocrity is something
awaits,
to look forward to be honest.
A few years. Colin wants to know, Jim, was PJ not born in Leitrim and raised in Mayo?
You stop that now, both of you. It's enough, right? I know you think you're funny, a joke, it's gone too far, okay?
Dear Lord.
Unbelievable. That's terrible. As if there's any such place as Leitrim.
Yeah, well, exactly, yeah.
And they're getting accused of being a Mayo man. I mean, seriously, like, you know what I mean? This is literally, it's technically bullying in the workplace now.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Also, I think this is Dia, if memory serves me. But she's been on to say, morning, let's hear if PJ remembers his Netflix series today. Because so far, The Haunting of Sharon Tate and Chambers are kind of crap.
Yeah, well, I told you The Haunting of Sharon Tate was crap.
In fairness, it is an unusual... Yeah. It's Didn't not I? Exactly your average kind of, you know, what would you call it? Plugging session.
No, I was saying I told you why I loved it.
Yeah.
Because it was so bad. That's what I was saying. That was the whole point of what I was saying.
And Chambers as well. Was that bad?
It gets real stupid.
That's the one with Nicole Kidman.
Uma Thurman.
Oh, Uma Thurman.
It starts really good.
Right.
And then within four episodes.
All right, Jay.
You know what I mean?
There's nothing worse.
It's a great
when
idea.
When you start at the beginning of a series and you think, oh my God, this looks great.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas if you're absolutely crap from the start, that's brilliant. Because everybody knows what they're getting. You go, great,
yeah,
I'm
but
into
you can
this
save
now.
People time by having to watch it in the first place.
Not to tell
you. It's rubbish at the start.
No, Jim, you have it all wrong. You don't know how to embrace the terribleness. You have it all wrong. Like, we all love a bit of old garbage, a bit of chewing gum for the eyes every so often. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like McDonald's for the soul. We all love a little bit of garbage. I love a bit of garbage anyway. And I don't think a Sharon Tate is so bad. It's so bad. It's actually well worth the look. Do you know what I mean?
You see, I'm still trying to get my head around that. Because like I said to you yesterday, I get the idea of, you know, as we said, a movie, say a popcorn muncher, you put your brain in neutral and you just enjoy it for all the big loud explosions and the, you know, whatever. The action sequences or whatever goes on. But like if you're watching something thinking, this is absolutely wrong.
Terrible, yeah. It's lovely, isn't it? Lovely it is. Lovely feeling. Especially if it's a horror. Terrible horrors are magnificent to watch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Watching people that they don't even believe they're in the movie themselves. That's why they're screaming.
Yeah.
You know, that's great stuff, I think.
It'd be great to see one of those movies where one of the actors would at some point turn around to the screen, like to the camera and go, can you believe we're doing this?
This isn't my fault.
Yeah. I didn't write this, by the way. I'm not
possessed. I'm just mortified.
I literally had to take this job because to pay my mortgage.
Yeah, I'd be there.
I know it's rubbish.
Then even for me, I'd be there. Okay, that's too bad. Like, how did the editor miss that?
Right, what have we got for you today? We have got more Madness tickets for you to win.
We do,
Madness,
yeah, we've got a pair every day, don't we?
On Dunleary Pier, part of three big outdoor concerts happening on Dunleary Pier, the June Bank Holiday weekend. We've tickets for Madness for you to win. Supported by the Lightning Seeds and Something Happens. Good gig. We'll be asking you to tell us who's in the House of Fun a bit later on. We'll have another crack at the hit bit, of course. It's not Double Money Monday, but it's still over 800 quid.
Yeah, 800 quid. So what is 800 and... I've got 10, so many
maybe.
Different buttons normally. 800 and a 10.
Yeah.
That's what it is, yeah.
Very tasty. That's on the way in about an hour's time. If you want to get involved in that, of course, ahead of the game, classichits.ie is probably the best place to go and have a look at the previous guesses and have a listen to the hit bit.
Yeah, have a listen. It's there. You can listen to it as many times as you like. Also, all the wrong answers are there as well.
Yeah.
So you may want to have a little scour of them so you don't waste a guess with us.
Also, plenty to play for on the breakfast table quiz. Nice prize this week. We want to send you off to Helsinki, courtesy of Finnair. We got flights and hotel accommodation for all of that. And we didn't get off to a flyer yesterday. I think
no,
it was only six.
Six, yeah, six is the score to beat. So seven or more and you're in the lead on the quiz. So it's a good day to play.
Yeah, plenty to play for on that. And I'm sure there's something else, is there?
I don't think so.
Is
that not enough for you?
Are you doing anything else yourself? Will you be doing anything during the course of the show at all?
No, I'm very upset. No, sure, you're not after being called a Mayo whore. No, I'm not doing that for anyone. No way.
Right.
No way. In fact, I might even keep the Madness tickets for myself. How about that?
Right. You won't be recommending any other sort of Netflix programs, like anything like that.
Why do you want to go?
Any rubbish ones?
Actually, there's an idea. We should have the good, the bad, and the ugly movie reviews, and I'll do them.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's good, what's bad, and what's downright brilliant because it's so bad. How
right.
about that?
I like the sound of that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. PJ's pure yeah.
Yeah, utter scutter with PJ.
Exactly.
The word scutter isn't used enough.
No,
I tell you,
not.
It really isn't. And it's such a great description of something that's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not used enough. Utter scutter.
Yeah.
I tell you something. Say that PJ and Jim on the radio. One of them, he's great. You know what I mean? The Jim lad. Scutter.
Yeah, the Shoop Shoop song from Cher. Here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, 14th of May. Looks like it's going to be an absolute belter of a day. 18 to 21 degrees, they're talking about. Oh, you couldn't beat it with a big stick.
I tell you something.
087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. And in fact, I think we're going to need you to give us a shout for a bit of resolution, a bit of conflict resolution. We're going into full kind of negotiations,
yeah.
Industrial relations.
Well, once again,
we're wandering into.
Once again, Weirdo Mike has proved his weirdo-ness by being a weirdo, right?
Right.
So this fight has started. Yeah, this fight has started. We can't wait to find out which side of the fence Weirdo Jim is on.
And it's great. Well, I tell you something.
Mean?
Talk about how to win friends and influence people. But anyway, yeah. So you know, if you remember back about, it's probably a couple of months ago now. That we had the great debate because Magic Mike, in fairness, who on that occasion was being a weirdo, decided that you should only butter bread, or for sandwiches, you should only butter one piece of bread.
Right, yeah, right. Well, that was a pretty hefty thing.
And then he was
thing.
Joined by ridiculous weirdo PJ who agreed with him. And thankfully, Ireland proved both
of
them wrong.
Actually, the taste test. Remember, I did the taste test and
that's true.
I accidentally chose.
Okay, let's not dwell on the butter thing, lads.
So, just to point out that they were
good
both
idea.
Wrong. Now,
right.
But apparently, Magic Mike, he wasn't happy with that. He had to find another food controversy. Now, where this came from, I do not know.
Explain yourself, please.
This came from me speaking to my other half, who actually kind of thanked me in a way. And she said, do you remember when I used to eat burgers first? The burger first and the chips after, whatever. I don't do that anymore now since we're together so long.
Right.
She has actually learned proper eating etiquette from me.
He has a ruin is what's happened.
I'll bring you back to the fact he is talking about burger and chips. And
proper
food etiquette.
Proper etiquette,
What I learned over the years from my own father, actually, right? So that we're talking generations here, lads, is to eat food, okay, in a very balanced way, that by the end of your meal, you have the perfect bite. Okay?
Right.
So if you have three main ingredients on your plate, let's say, for example, you have potatoes, turnips, and, I don't know, roast beef, yeah?
Right.
So you should end up at the very end with a little bit of roast beef, a little bit of turnip, a little lump of turnip, and a little bit of potato.
Makes absolute sense. Mental.
Right. It's your dinner, it's not an equation.
You eat whatever you want for. You get rid of the veg first, then you meal something else. And then you meal something else. With burger and chips, you eat your burger first. You get
no!
In. Yes, and then your chips are how you know you are finished.
Okay, before you tell us...
Eat your chips.
Wow.
What you do, Jim. Insofar as the burger and chips, right? If you want to go down that road, I would definitely have bite a burger, couple of chips, bite a burger.
Yeah.
You're ruining
and
all of
it. We go all the way. Until the end, you'll have a small bit of burger and a couple of chips left. Boom.
It's stupid. You're ruining the taste of everything there. This is like when you're with someone and you're sitting down and she goes, can I have some of yours? Absolutely not. Do you want some of mine? Absolutely not. I'm enjoying mine. I don't want your polluted bad choice of menu in my face.
What's wrong with sharing?
Oh,
that's
Jesus,
a completely different argument.
I'm trying to explain one of the many things that's wrong with sharing. I'm enjoying my food. I don't want your bad choices polluting it. And so when I'm eating a burger and I have chips beside it, I want to enjoy the burger to 100% of its most incredible delights before I move on to the chips, which I will then enjoy.
I'm sorry, but I'd be really disappointed that my burger was gone. Do you know what I mean? I'd be like, oh no, my burger's gone. Now I've just a load of chips.
So you'd be disappointed it was gone. It was you that ate it.
I know, but it's gone.
Do you not take a lovely big bite out of your burger and you think, oh, delicious, fantastic. Yeah. And then you take some lovely chips and go, and knowing that you still can go back to your lovely burger as well and enjoy another gorgeous bite of that.
You've just ruined the first taste. The burger's gone. You've just wiped all the lovely burger in the cell of your mouth. With a chip.
Now, what I found out in this journey of discovery, lads, is that not only do people eat the burger first, a lot of people eat the chips first and then leave the burger to last.
Sport has already been on.
Yeah, either way.
Yeah, so that, you see what that is? That's that sort of, what do they call that thing? You know, you're sort of deliberately saving the best to last. You're kind of like...
Yeah, best to last. I'm the other way around. I start at the top and have slippery slope,
I mean, I will admit that I do, sort of when veg is on the plate... I'm not saying I'd get, I'd still eat that way, Mike. I'm with you on this.
You're with me with
the
portion. Everything. Yeah,
a little bit of everything. Right, but I do sort of try and get the veg out of the way a little bit.
Do you really?
Know what I mean? And I do kind of like to look forward to the meat as well.
Yeah.
But in general, I'm with you on this, Mike.
One of my great joys in life is to have gone through an entire meal, maybe even two servings, but end up with a couple of peas, little bit of potato, little bit of roast beef.
And what you do, keep them for the next day in your pocket.
I'm not quite as anal as that, Mike. Oh my God, I appear to have run out of beans.
Can't believe I've done myself. I
would be a little upset at that.
Well, listen, let's find out. So basically, we want to find out if people out there... What exactly, Mike? What is the question we're posing today?
Do you eat food normal way, which is one course at a time? Or are
not
you...
You're skewing it there. In other words, if you're having a meal, do you eat all of one thing on your plate, followed by all of another thing on your plate?
Yeah, so the normal way.
Ludicrous.
Or do you...
Do you go back and forth?
Or do you just stick it into the blender, essentially? Do you blend your food into one weird mixed soup?
I think I can settle this.
And then stick it into your face.
In a very easy way, Jim. If you come on board with me here, I know I have a little bit more weirdness than you do. However, is Jim and Mike right, or is PJ right? So you're the weirdo that eats a lump of turnip first to get it out of the way, or you eat your burger
first.
You'd
eat all your turnips.
Yeah.
And then you'd move on and eat all your potatoes.
Yeah.
And then you'd move on and eat all your meat. You wouldn't have a little forkful of things as you go.
No, I might at the very start, so I can not choose what order to finish them in. But that's it.
Oh my God, you're an animal, man.
I'm not an animal. You're the one mixing it all together. What's the point of having them separated
all together? We're not putting it into a blender. You're having a bite of your burger. Yeah. It's delicious. Then you have a couple of chips.
Sorry.
Then you go back and have another little bite of your burger.
Ask any chef.
Weird.
They'll put together stuff to make the
complement one another.
Yeah.
So let us know, right?
I know.
Are you somebody? Are you somebody who would literally eat all of one ingredient and then move on to another one? Like some sort of, I don't know.
They're not ingredients. They're separate foods. They're not ingredients to a meal.
Phil Collins, Billy, Don't You Lose My Number here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 20 past 7 on this Tuesday. Looks like it's going to shape up to be a good looking Tuesday weather-wise today. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. And loads of people have huge response to this food debate.
Oh, I tell you something. We want to talk about a controversial topic. Look how even split it is, too.
Yeah, that's the surprising bit, believe it or not. It is actually a fairly even split, believe it or not. Surprised to say, basically the gist of this was Magic Mike, and I have to say I agree with him 100% on this, was saying that the way to eat any particular meal, doesn't matter what sort of meal it is a little bit of everything as you go along, you know, whatever it is. If you're having a dinner, you know, it's a little bit of veg and a little bit of potato.
Absolutely.
Maybe then a little bit of meat. Or
nobody does that. A little bit.
Burger and chips, it's a bite of your burger and then maybe have a nibble of a couple
bird,
of chips.
A pigeon. That's what a pigeon
shut
does.
Shut up taking such a high moral ground on things. You're allowed. Same. Other people are allowed to have an opinion. And Magic Mike isn't even here to defend himself.
Thank God for
now,
that.
Now sit down and wait till you're told to speak.
He's not here because, I'm sorry, we don't tolerate opinions here. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
Magic Mike, get your microphone. I'll get back into your production seat, right? Leave this to the agents, right?
Yeah. But in fairness to PJ, he actually has a well of support. It is a fairly even split, you're right. There's a huge amount of people who agree with you that you literally eat everything of one type on a plate and then move on.
Yeah, well, there's a perfect example. PJ is right. You may as well put it all in the blender. It all comes out the same place at the same time. Would you eat that?
Right.
No.
Okay. Well, then I counter that argument with PJ is most definitely 100% wrong.
Right.
PJ needs to get a grip on himself. He was wrong with the butter test and is also wrong here. The poor lad was obviously never shown how to eat as a child.
Oh, for the love of God.
Says Shane O'Connor.
Well, T says, I'm with PJ. Get things out of the way before the good stuff. You don't have a little nibble of a chicken wing and then a little nibble of a pizza, do you? You know, you eat one slice of pizza and then you mill the other. So good stuff.
You
yeah,
eat a slice of pizza. Yeah, that's what's wrong with that? You eat a slice of pizza, then maybe you have a chicken wing.
Oh,
if you're having them.
For God's sake, I thought you were bad. I didn't know you were absolutely obscene.
PJ, you're wrong on this one.
Who gave you a microphone?
I have a microphone out here and in there just to annoy you.
Unbelievable. This is crazy now. This is crazy. Like, it's obviously, I mean, to be split this way is grand, right? But, hold on a minute. No. Oh, I thought that was somebody that was on my side and they twisted. But this is like, it's pretty obvious.
See that? He was about to read it out when it was, I think that was somebody in my, oh no, it's not somebody. I'll leave it alone.
Yeah, well, all I'm saying is...
It does seem like an even split, and I am kind of surprised by that.
I'm surprised.
That somebody would sit down to eat their dinner and eat, like, kind of, you know, everything separately, completely, like, ingredient by ingredient, is kind of weird
that's
to me.
That's the normal way. You get it all, you get the right stuff in at the right time.
That's a great one. If BJ is having beans on toast, does he eat all the beans first? And then eat the toast.
No, you see, this is where you don't understand. You don't understand.
And how do you eat stew?
No, you see, again, you don't understand the difference between separate pieces of food and ingredients in one piece of food. A stew is one thing.
If you have spaghetti bolognese.
If I had lasagna and chips, I'd eat the lasagna. I wouldn't pull the beef off the cheese.
Well,
I'd eat the lasagna.
Fish and chips.
Fish and, yeah, what about...
You're not going to eat a big lump of fish on its own, are you?
Why wouldn't you eat a lump of fish? What is wrong with a lump? Of course you'd eat fish, yeah. If I have a scampi box,
no,
I'll eat
no.
loads of the scampi Cotton before chips. I get into the chips.
You'll eat loads of it or all of it?
Now, like I said, Smarty Pants, I'll have a taste of each to decide. I have to make the decision at the start of which is going to go first.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so fish and chips, yeah, you get your fish, eat your fish.
PJ eats all the gravy off his dinner first.
Again.
You'd drink the tartar sauce.
You're just being stupid now.
Lionel Richie and My Destiny here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Hopefully you're in good form, folks. Looking forward to a decent day weather-wise, as we've been saying. Should be a bit of a belter today. Yeah,
should
hazy
be.
Sunshine and all that.
Looks absolutely fantastic, so it does. Yes, quite a day for it.
Hit bid on the way as well. €810 if you fancy a bash at that. 087-188-0008. You can check out classichits.ie for all the previous guesses and to have a little listen. But just let us know. Don't give us your guess. Just let us know you want to play, and we could be getting you on in a little over 10 minutes. Right, we better bring this
to an end.
Debate to an end.
This
right?
is getting pretty serious now. Because we're getting really abusive to each other now, and that's never the case. You know what I mean? It's getting like it's unbelievable.
Because it's a fairly even split, to be fair, right? Magic Mike had proposed the idea that the only proper way to eat any sort of meal, whatever constitutes a meal, in your opinion, was to have a little bit of everything.
Yeah, now, I think looking back now, so I might be in the majority here by a nose.
Well, you would.
Well, maybe Mike can count them up.
The idea was, right, that say if you were having... the example Mike used was a burger and chips. So his suggestion was, you'd have a bite of the burger, you'd eat that burger, you'd swallow it down, then you'd have a few chips, and then you'd go, you know, go back and have another bite of the burger maybe, and
you'd
eat that down.
Yeah, like an old dog, right, distracted by yourself.
Whereas PJ has this idea that if you're having... You know, whatever meal you're having, you eat all of the chips, for example. You eat them all down and then you eat your burger. Or in his case, you eat all your burger and then you start on your chips. So everything is separate, right? And to be fair, we didn't think anybody else would agree with that point of view. But apparently there's loads. It's a fairly even split, as you say.
Yeah, I think I might want to buy a nose now, I'll be honest with you.
You see, you say that.
But it's very close. It's very close.
So you see, there you go. You have PJ representing his side of the argument. You have Mike representing his side of the argument. But I just want to bring Mike in on this again for a second here, because there's a very interesting twist has just happened here.
Do you reckon David Grohl was in it?
All right, Mike's not even listening to us. Michael! Hey!
He's
not even listening to us. Right.
Stop talking about David Grohl now. We're in the middle of something here.
This is very important. So as I was saying to the nation, even though you weren't listening... PJ has his side of the argument, right? Loads of people supporting him.
Right.
You have your side of the argument. Loads of people supporting you. It's fairly even split. And then, this could be the win. This could be the win. Listen to this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because text has just come in to say, what about a fry? Like as in a cooked breakfast. Eggs, sausage, bacon, black and white pudding, hash browns, bean toast. Where do you start? Now, what did PJ have to say about that?
Well, what are you looking at me like you said? It's Jim, different.
Oh, did you hear this?
I saw this man in the gourmet food parlour last week eating a fry.
Because it's different.
It's different? It's a meal.
No, it isn't. Have you ever heard of a breakfast sandwich? A fry is basically an open sandwich. That's all it is.
First of all, you look like a lion tucking into a zebra. It was fascinating to watch.
Right.
Second of all, you took little bits of everything.
Yeah, because it's a breakfast. It's a different situation.
Would you listen
PJ,
to this?
You're unreal.
Hold on. Would you? It's a breakfast is an open sandwich. That's what a breakfast is.
A breakfast is a meal.
It's an open sandwich.
By your standards, you should have eaten all of the sausage, then eaten all of the bacon, then eaten all of the eggs, then eaten all the beans or whatever.
No.
And now you're changing your mind.
No, I'm not. If I had a breakfast and chips, I'd have had one before the other.
Breakfast and chips.
Yeah.
PJ, admit defeat. Just admit defeat.
Why would I admit defeat when I'm actually winning on the text vote?
No, yeah, but you've reneged on all of your followers there.
I haven't.
You've just said there's a breakfast and you have a little bit of everything.
Oh my God, a breakfast is one item.
A breakfast is a meal.
It's one
like
item.
Like your dinner.
You can put it in a sandwich. If you can put it in a sandwich.
So you
wouldn't have a dinner sandwich,
so
would you?
So you can't have sausages on their own.
Would you have a dinner roll?
You can only have sausages as part of breakfast.
No, that's it. You could have a sausage and chips, in which case you'd have to eat one before the other.
People
so
of Ireland,
obvious.
He has let you down.
I have not let anybody down.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
A breakfast is an ingredient of a roll. You wouldn't have a dinner roll, would you? You wouldn't have a lunch roll, but you'll have a breakfast roll.
I think you can have a lunch roll,
actually. Well, you can, yeah, but you should. Yeah, but you're in jail. Right?
Like a chicken fillet roll and all those kind of things.
Which is
a salad roll or all that. And,
yeah,
you know.
A chicken salad roll. It's not called a lunch roll, is it? It's not called a dinner roll, is it? No, it's not. I refuse you. A breakfast roll is a breakfast roll.
Actually, to be honest with you, Mike, I don't think you'd ever win. That's the secret.
Absolutely no way. He'd never admit to
the term brick wall.
Yeah, is that right, yeah? I'll tell you something. What would you...
He's running out of words.
Shut up, right? Shut up.
Classic hits.
Hit bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. there you go. I guess that feel actually a bit self-conscious doing that now. Anyway, it's €810 this morning is what it is. And we have it for you, of course, if you can just tell us what bit of a hit is this. Classic hit bit. Ooh. And we'll give it to you. So there you go. So first up, we got Bernie this morning. She's in Dublin. How are you, Bernie?
Hey, guys.
How's it going, Bernie? How are you? You sound in cracking form.
What's the crack? I'm in delighted for my mommy Hollybop tomorrow, so...
Oh, very good.
Where are you off to? Are you going somewhere?
Berlin.
Berlin? Oh, I love Berlin. God, I love that city. It's so brilliant. You can
take my breath away. Sorry, that's the band.
Yeah, anyway. It's enough, though. It's enough to get carried away with. I'm with you. I'm totally with you there. Right, Bernie, so what can we do for you? Let's try and give you some spending money, I guess. What do you think it is?
Right, I texted in anyway with a bit of a disaster because I don't know the name of the song and I don't really know the band, so I'm going to try to sing it for you.
You're going to sing it? Oh, well, then hang on a second. I have to let me just cut the music there. Cut the music there. Right, brilliant. Okay. In your own time.
Right. Excuse my terrible voice, but it goes like this.
Oh, is it the song Chelsea Dagger from the Fratellis, is it? Is it the Fratellis?
It's not the Fratellis. Will I jump in here?
I know what it is.
I do know what it is. That's Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Which jumps me into a very nice pun because the title of that is No One Knows and it appears No One Knows. So it's not right, I'm afraid, Bernie. Oh.
Bernie, it was worth it to have you do your...
So enjoy Berlin.
Yeah, enjoy your holidays. Have a great time in Berlin. Don't forget our stick of rock, yeah?
Okay, no bother.
Happy days, Bernie. Cheers.
Bye.
Great to have our first singer on. That puts a bit of pressure on the next one. Michelle Murray, how are you, Michelle?
Hey,
are you going to sing for us this morning?
No, I'm not. I didn't have any coffee yet.
Oh, yeah. Otherwise, you'd be full of song, of course.
What's the day hold for you, Michelle? What are you up to?
Nothing at the moment. Hoping I'll win a few bob here off it.
Brilliant.
Absolutely. Well, let's not hang around. So, what do you think it is, Michelle?
I think it's Jay, If I Could Turn Back Time.
Oh, yeah, If I Could Turn Back Time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
And tell me this, Michelle. Would you share the cash if you won it, would you?
I'd have to.
You got it. No, it's wrong. Sorry.
Oh. I know. That would hurt me a little bit, to be honest.
Anyway, Michelle, keep at it. Don't give up and keep trying.
Okay, thanks.
Cheers. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Surely someone's going to get it soon, hey!
Hey! Oh, look at that. Mike's not happy. He's mooching in on his act.
I'm not happy. Yeah, this is one-man-upship.
One-man-upship?
What's the term I'm looking for?
One-upmanship. One-man-upship.
Sure, PJ.
That's a nautical term, is it? One-man-upship. There's one-man-upship there's one-man-downship.
Oh, there you go. So after all that chaos, we still haven't given the money away. Damien Farrelly, if that is his real name, at 20-5.
Yeah, providing he doesn't start any one-man-upship.
Ah, shut up!
Damien, of course, who always comes on after us, which gives us the one-man-up on him.
Exactly.
We'll give you a shot at 20-5. Same way, you can do it. 087-188-0008. You text that or something. I've lost track. It's a game. He'll tell you how to do it. I haven't a clue anymore.
Right, speaking of games, breakfast table quiz is all to play for. There's only 6 to beat on that after 8 o'clock.
Yeah, if you say so. I don't know what's going on anymore, to be honest. But
that's
the same
just one-man-up ship on you. PJ and Jim in the morning. Connie Minogue spinning around here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Welcome along, folks. Thank you for waking up happy with us. Looks like it's shaping up to be a cracking day. 18 to 21 degrees, they're talking about the highs today, and hazy sunshine across the country. That's pretty
proper deadly, so it is. Yeah, looking great. And I hope you're having a bloody good blinking day.
Blinking day is right.
And I'm not even cursing there. I hope you're blinking deadly today. Quite literally, in the blinking sense of the word. Because it turns out...
It's important, isn't it?
It turns out blinking. I don't know what happened there. Blinking. Okay. But blinking is, it's really important. Very, very important. Now, we knew that it was very important to clean the eye and all that. Keeps the eyes moist, free of dirt, free of irritants, all of that sort of carry on.
Right.
You know, so we do need to blink. But who knew the lack of blinking could be so detrimental to the health of workers around Ireland?
And what would stop you blinking?
Screens. Fucking computer screens. Sorry, blinking computer screens.
Yeah.
That's what does it. That's what does it. So office workers who spend hours staring at their computer screens, right, they're damaging their eyes because they're not blinking enough. There's something about the screens that stops us blinking as many times as we need to blink.
Wow.
I know that sounds bizarre, but it's true. So we naturally blink, right, between 1 and 3 times a minute, right, when we're concentrating on a computer.
You know, the trouble is, and the more you're... You know,
you're going to be counting them now.
No, but that's literally when you've started talking about it, I suddenly become self-conscious of when I'm blinking.
Oh, this is one of those things now.
It's like the sneeze thing or the yawn thing.
Yeah,
nearly.
Or the breathing. You are now breathing manually. You know when someone says that and you go, what? And then you go, oh, oh. And now you can't stop thinking about your breathing.
Every time, yeah.
You know that?
It's really weird now because I'm really conscious in my eyes.
You're blinking
and
blinks.
And stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, you're gone from suddenly blinking unawares to it's like a huge shut blackout every time you do it, right?
Yeah, now I'm like, you know, ramming my eyes shut.
Yeah. Blink. And then 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, you're totally unnatural. So you can't, this can only be measured really when you're kind of unaware. Now I'm too aware of me breathing. Now I'm after ruining me morning now. It's like when someone goes, what do you do with your hands? Well, I was totally fine until you mentioned it.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know what to put them in my pockets.
Now they're all heavy on me and in my arms. Oh, like weirdos' arms.
So blinking is being deprived from Irish workers.
We're blink deprived. We are blink deprived workers of Ireland. So we naturally blink between 1 and 3 times a minute when we're looking at a computer screen. And according to research, that compares with up to 20 times when we're not.
Wow.
So it's like it's a savage blink deficiency. We're suffering from a savage blink deficiency. So 2,000 adults surveyed revealed how a typical office worker spends more than 5.5 hours a day looking at a screen, right? Of those who spend their days in front of a screen, 88% says their eyes felt tired, dry and heavy. And that's not even the worst case scenario. The worst case scenario is chronic headaches. You can get headaches caused by eye strain. They've affected like a third of office workers around the country, and 1 in 5 has even experienced blurred or disturbed vision.
Oh my God.
Because we're not blinking enough. So now
we're in front of screens all the time. We're in front of screens for the full kind of 4 hours of the show.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously I look at them. But I mean but they are in front of you. You know what I mean?
So I wasn't even concentrating. All I know now is there was an insult in there somewhere. I was just trying to get a blink in. Can't even get a blink in here without somebody insulting you. Do you know what I mean? You literally can't do blinking at in this place.
Yeah, but that's because I do. Do you get tired eyes?
Well, I guess a bit now.
I have to say, I
get the stingy thing. Do you know what you?
Exactly.
And you have to squeeze your eyes shut, and you feel that sort of stinging sensation. You're like, oh Jesus! And then it goes, and you open them up again.
Actually, there's a benefit for you.
What
is the fact that apparently one of the ways of resting your eyes,
right,
when they're tired, is if you don't stare now, but you look off into the distance, right? Like, say, the horizon line. So when you're out in the boat,
I
like
do
last
that every
night,
time you're talking.
I know. No, that's when you glaze over. That's different. But when you're out on the boat, on the lifeboat or whatever.
Yeah.
And if you're just looking at, not staring, but just looking out to the horizon.
Yeah.
That's apparently supposed to be very restful for your eyes.
Really?
Yeah.
It's no wonder I've got such perfect blue eyes then, isn't it? Such dashing blue eyes.
I don't think it affects the colours.
Oh, well, obviously it does, because I tell you something, I haven't paid attention to anything in years. And I'll tell you something. It didn't come from nowhere. Do you know what I mean?
So that's it. Next time somebody says to you, next time Andy Bad News says to you, what are you doing? Do a bit of work. Could you stop looking out the window?
Yeah.
I'm resting my eyes.
I'm resting my eyes. I'm not looking out the window.
It's health and safety.
I'm looking at the reflection of the sun on your head. Beautiful sensation. It feels like I'm on holidays. It looks like a beach in the Bahamas. You know that.
So do they give a solution for the old blinking eyes?
It doesn't really. I mean, it says you have to be aware.
Just blink more.
Yeah, and there's this an eye care expert called Sabrina Shah Desai, and she says the results demonstrate how screens have taken over our lives. She says obviously it's difficult to avoid them now, especially in the working environment. But our eyes, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. Oh God, you think she'd know what she was talking about? Obviously, but it's vital, she says, that we take steps to look after our eyes and have regular breaks from artificial light and digital devices. So that's all we can do.
Exactly.
Try and take a break. Try and get outside.
You know what's going to happen, don't you? Somebody's going to invent an app for it.
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake, what's on the screen?
Yeah, but it's a sun you can look at and it doesn't damage your eyes. It just makes them dry and gives you a headache. I'll take that any day. Oh God, so there you go. We can't do anything right.
Let's go and stare out the window, will we? At the horizon. Actually, you can't see a horizon around here. There's nothing but buildings. Yeah.
That's what happened here. We need more sunlight. And Andy be there going, no, it's Grant. I'll get Mike to look out the window for the two of you.
Guaranteed Irish, you too. Mysterious Ways here at Classic Hits, 18 and a half minutes past 8 on this Tuesday. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Actually, if this kind of show wasn't, you know, Waking Up Happy or PJ and Jim or whatever, what's it called again? Oh, yeah. Anyway, House of Fun wouldn't have been a bad
not a bad name at all, in fairness. Which, of course, leads us lovelily way into this game, House of Fun. Who's in the House of Fun?
Exactly.
Because we got Madness tickets to give away. Well, we say Madness tickets. It's not just Madness at all. It's a big gig in Dunleary. Madness being the one band that I am obsessed with when it comes to the lineup.
Because to be fair, actually, I mean, obviously, you know, I'm partial to a bit of Madness, but the Lightning Seeds and Something Happens as support acts that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is. It's great, isn't it?
I think that's basically, there's three open-air summer concerts for Dunleary Pier on the June Bank holiday weekend. So on the 31st of May, you got Deacon Blue, which I would love to see.
I'd love to see them as well.
With Basement Jack's DJ set and the Stereo MCs. On the 2nd of June, you got Primal Scream, the Charlatans and the Fun Loving Criminals. Tickets are on sale for all of these gigs now at the moment, right? But the ones we have to give away, and we've multiple pairs to give away, by the way. It's not just one pair every day. We've multiple pairs to give away. We've got Madness, Lightning Seeds and Something Happens on the 1st of June. So, pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. Of course, to get them, you got to do something. Mm-hmm. And we're calling this Who's in the House of Fun? So you're going to hear some audio. Somebody, or is it one or two people?
Well, there's two people here, but Mike thinks this is kind of tough. So we're going to accept either one, and we'll also accept their character names.
Okay, well, that's grand.
So you don't necessarily have to give us the exact names of the... Well, they are actors. So, well,
so there you go. Yeah. So if you have any idea at all, real name, character name, of even one or both of these, then you're in with a chance to win these tickets. So just text 087-188-0008 who you think they are and who you think you are, and we'll hopefully send you the tickets.
Who you think you are. Right, have a listen. I don't think it's that.
I know who that is. No,
I don't think it's that.
That's
certainly
obvious.
One of them, anyway, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I only heard one, to be honest with you.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, just play it again. Well, can you play it again? Oh, what are we talking? Yeah, yeah.
So there is two separate laughs in there. We've decided Magic Mike decided that we'll take either one, to be honest with you. So, and we'll even take their character names if you don't know the names of the actors involved.
I have to have a sneaky look now. I bet there's people getting this already.
Yeah. Who is in the House of Fun? I think most people have
most
both,
people
to be
get
there.
Most people have both. So there you go. 087-188-0008. Keep it coming in there. The random selector that is Mike's blindfolding finger will pick someone out to win those tickets.
Free from Ultranate here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 22 minutes to 9 o'clock on this Tuesday. Time to give you some winners. We played our little House of Fun competition for those Madness tickets. Not just Madness, of course. It's the chance to see Madness, the Lightning Seeds, and Something Happens on the 1st of June at Dunleary Pier. Part of three open air summer concerts announced for the bank holiday weekend, June bank holiday weekend at Dunleary Pier. You can see Deacon Blue and Basement Jacks, the Stereo MCs, Primal Scream, the Charlatans, Fun Loving Criminals are all there if you want to check it out. Tickets on sale at the moment, but the Madness gig on the 1st of June was the one we were interested in.
That was the one. That's the one I'm still interested in. So we asked you who's in the House of Fun. Played your clip and we have some winners.
The answers, by the way, were we would have taken Del Boy and Boise,
or David Jason
and
Yaman
John thing.
John Yaman there. Place. You know your fella Boise. There. That does be Boise. We would have taken any of those. So we would. So loads of people getting it right. But the four lucky people that win a pair of tickets are Nina Johnson, Corey Buckley, Darren Hogan and John O'Connor. So you all get a pair of tickets.
Good stuff. And plenty more of those before the end of the week. We have more Madness tickets for you to win. But most people last night, I suppose, would have caught up. Unless you're somebody who is so dedicated that you stay up till kind of 2 a.m. on a Monday morning
well, that
or Sunday night or whatever.
Fart itself. We're just getting out of bed, really. Like, when we're not long before we get out of bed. But Game of Thrones, right? Don't worry. No spoilers here. This is a no spoiler zone, so don't be freaking out about it. But we will say this. People are raging about the series so far. And I don't get it.
Brilliant.
I watched it last night. I have to say, I think it's the best episode of Game of Thrones to date.
Really, out of all the series? I do.
Wow. That one and the Red Wedding, we all know what happened there for people that haven't seen it. That was the one that was like absolutely epically, where they basically butchered everyone, didn't they? But last night, No spoilers, don't worry. Yeah, but last night for me was fantastic. The best episode to date. I thought it was amazing.
Action packed.
And with only one episode left, right? So next week, that's it, Sunday. So if you want to avoid spoilers on Sunday, just don't turn on any, don't even turn on your bloody hairdryer.
Because the other thing, both yourself and Magic Mike got caught out by spoilers yesterday.
I did.
Didn't you? By
I
just
got,
flicking
yeah,
through Twitter.
I did, yeah.
You got lumbered.
Yeah, some fecker ruined
it. And did it ruin it? Ruin it?
No, but it did ruin one particular moment.
Right,
it
okay.
did, yeah.
Yeah.
It took a bit
why,
of a...
Why, are
took,
pe- why is
I
it a
I don't
bit?
Know.
What joy do people get out of that?
And then you get these jackasses who go, well, stay off the internet then. It's your job. Like, we have to be on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be on the internet, like, having to find out. Loads of people have to work by using the internet.
Surely the answer to anybody who comes out with that is, stop putting up spoilers.
Yeah, no, you're
a jackass.
You're an idiot here on the internet. Like, there's people working all the time, have to be on the internet, have to use social media.
Yeah.
And you ruin it. Don't ruin the experience for people. Anyway, I think it's been brilliant, but I was really surprised to see that a lot of the fans are raging. They said that they're hoping the grand finale is something spectacular because the high expectations of the fans have been let down terribly so far.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. They say the whole season feels rushed. They feel it's been pushed together, that it hasn't made a lot of sense. I've seen a lot of criticising saying the characters are now completely different this season to what they should be. That's what I would call a twist in a tale, which is fine with me.
Wow.
But people saying that it's inconsistent, I can't get over
now,
it.
Now, are these people who are likely to turn around and go, oh, I think you'll find on page 715 of the book, paragraph 3,
yeah.
It specifically says, I mean, are they those kind of people?
I think there's a bit of that, all right.
Right.
You know those people who know more about the character than the actor that plays the character? You know them oddballs? You get them with Star Trek as well.
Yeah.
And I'd be a big fan of that, but I'd be mortified by that character.
Because that's
yeah.
the thing. I mean, I only relate to Game of Thrones similar to yourself just from the TV stuff. But I mean, obviously the books and all that, there'll be people who are like proper.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dungeons and Dragons fans.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, you know the way. You do know the way.
How did that happen, though? I mean, there was a time when if you said that somebody was into Dungeons and Dragons thing,
yeah,
that basically meant you weren't being very complimentary to them.
No, well, they probably had rickets from not seeing sunlight and everything, you know.
And now they have taken over the world.
Taken over the world. They said the meek would inherit the earth, and now they have. They don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
That's what's happened.
I'll leave it up to you. I'm
not really bothered, to be honest. So this is it, but some of the tweets are, like, people are going mad. People are saying, I can't believe, this is just one example of thousands of them, I can't believe what happened last night in hashtag GOT. Very disappointed. I can only hope that the last one somehow makes up for what is already an absolute mess of a season.
What?
Then people get so, yeah.
What do people want? Last night was fantastic. I'll tell you something, in fairness, the famous episode, if you like, of this season, the one that everybody was kind of waiting for, right, the confrontation, let's call it, that everybody was waiting for, that, you know, I'm going to admit, because you said it yourself when we spoke about it at the time,
garbage.
Marginal letdown.
Ah, it was garbage.
Marginal
no,
letdown.
That was garbage.
I'm going with marginal letdown.
Garbage. Garbage. It was. It was too dark and all, and it was garbage. They hyped it up too much. They did.
I mean, look, if you're going to get into production values and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, there may or may not have been a Starbucks cup. Anyway.
Well, you couldn't see, and it was so dark and all. Yeah, but you couldn't see what was happening. That was it was garbage.
But
right
last
there.
Night was
but
a
last
fantastic
night was spectacular. I thought
episode.
It was one of the greatest episodes I've seen to date. Now, it was almost better that the previous one was garbage. You know? Or the one two before was garbage.
I'm surprised you didn't go with your word of the day.
What was the word of the day? I can't remember now.
Yeah, PJ came out earlier on. Was it during the birthdays you came out? No. I can't remember now. Where you came out with your word of the day, which you said was completely underused and undervalued.
Oh, scutter. Utter scutter, yeah. It's a word we don't use in Ireland enough. We used to use it a lot.
A lot,
but
yeah.
Things got a little bit better. And we decided things weren't scutter anymore. They were just something else you can't
and
say.
And lads who you didn't agree with, and what's he scuttering on about?
Listen, yeah, man. Every time he opens his mouth, scutter comes rolling out. Unbelievable. Yeah. So there was one episode, granted, utter scutter, right? It was utter scutter. When you have to like darken up the house to try and see what's going on, and there's coffee cups lying around and all. Okay, scutter. Granted. I get it. But last night's made up for the whole thing, which means the last one looks like it's going to be spectacular.
Yeah.
Literally the opposite to scutter. That's what I'm going to do as a review.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones, the finale. The opposite of scutter.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Now, Finnair operate direct flights from Dublin via Helsinki to 20 Asian cities. There are 10 weekly flights between Dublin and Helsinki, and Finnair has one of the most modern fleets in Europe. It's the only airline, actually, that operates direct flights from Dublin to Helsinki. You'll get more information at finnair.co.uk. But to celebrate all of that, they've given us an amazing prize this week. It's flights for two from Dublin to Helsinki with Finnair, along with a two-night stay in a superior room in Hotel Katajanikka, Finland's leading boutique hotel. As I say, all but thanks to Finnair, you can fly the short northern route between Europe and Asia via Helsinki. And part of this prize, as well as the stay and the flights and all that sort of stuff, you get some free entry. You get to use the public transport absolutely free in the whole metropolitan area around Helsinki. Free entry to major Helsinki museums and various sites. You get gift certificates for a one-day cruise from Helsinki to Tallinn in business class thrown in as well. Nice prize.
Tallinn's in Estonia, isn't it? Yeah, I think it is.
Very well spotted.
So there you go. So you get all the countries in.
Yeah.
So you do.
It's a global
from
tour.
From Finderland to Estonia land. What a trip it'll be. Six the score to beat, of course, on the Breakfast Table Quiz, which means seven or more, and you're in the lead. And Glenn Murphy and Claire's going to have a go. How are you, Glenn?
Well, how's things?
Not bad at all. How are you, Glenn? What's the crack with you today?
Not a lot, no. Just chilling out, having a coffee.
Oh, nice one. Nice one. So you're sort of well chilled out and well prepared then to have a bit of this.
I hope so, yeah.
I hope so. Well, I'm on your side. I'll do my best for you, Glenn, yeah?
Yeah. Should be no bother to you, Glenn. Just six to beat to get into the lead. And of course, if you can do better than that, well, all the better. You can hang on in there till Friday and claim the prize. Right, ready to go?
Okay, yeah.
Here we go.
What name is given to the larval stage of frogs and tadpoles? Oh, toads.
Tadpoles.
Yeah, in the human body, what organ is used for both smelling and breathing?
Your nose.
Yeah, which author wrote Great Expectations?
Dickens.
Yeah, which Australian rock group had a hit with Need You Tonight?
ACDC.
It's in excess. A gondola is a type of boat associated with what country?
Italy.
What boy's name can be replaced before knife, pot and hammer to make new words?
I don't know, Pat.
Jack, Jimmy White is famous for playing what sport?
Snooker.
Which best-selling US novelist wrote The Pelican Brief?
Michael Crichton.
It's John Grisham. Which country singer recorded albums in San Quentin and Folsom Prison?
Johnny Cash.
In the film Edward Scissorhands, who played the title role?
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, singer Enrique Iglesias a son to what Spanish crooner?
Julio.
Which comic book hero was partnered with Robin?
Batman.
In what profession is David Copperfield famous?
Magician.
What American designer features a horse logo on his polo range?
Bradford Rent.
It is. That's a definite dig at me, by the way, putting that one in at the end.
What it should have said, which American designer features a very, very, very large horse logo?
Oh, for the love of God. I knew there was always a dig somewhere. Always a very veiled dig.
Right.
Safe to say you're in the lead, Glenn, but by how much, I wonder.
And safe to say you got off to a very good start there as well.
I know, for God's sake. I actually said the answer to the question. Jeepers. Well,
here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Great score. Great score, Glenn.
Cool.
Happy with that, Glenn?
Yeah.
So you should be.
Fingers crossed for Friday.
So you should be.
Yeah, fingers crossed for Friday. You could be booking your trip to Finderland.
Absolutely. Listen, Glenn, keep the keep the faith. Who knows? If nobody can top that score of 11, maybe you're off to Finland.
Maybe. All right. Thanks.
Cheers, Glenn. Take care of yourself. Take care.